The Trader Cobb Crypto Show, talking business in blockchain.
G'day guys, and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Doing the journey of a trader, or the trader's journey again, another episode covering some of the things that we need to go through as traders before we find success long term. And today I want to sort of talk about a topic that I give a lot of talks on, and that's perspective. It is just so important to have it. And it's not just perspective of I'm new at trading, for example, and therefore there's going to be some bumps in the road. It's not going to be the easiest thing in the world. I am going to have to take some time to focus and learn this. You know, it's not just about that. Let me tell you something. I am watching a show. You guys pretty much know I love fishing, right? I love anything to do with the ocean, the outdoors, fishing, that sort of thing. It's just what I love. It's what I'm made for. I was watching a show called Killfish or Deadfish, or I can't remember what it is. Damn it, it's on Netflix anyway. And they're catching albacore somewhere off the coast of somewhere in the United States. The albacore are these, they call the chicken of the sea, and they catch vast numbers of these tuna, and the show's about that. Now, I watch that as my switch-off time. I don't watch a lot of television. I don't have time to watch a lot of television, but I do quite like it. If I'm not fishing myself and it's horrible weather at the moment here in Sydney where I am, I will tend to watch fishing, or I watch a gold mining show, or just something that's like people outdoors doing stuff, you know, or a good story. Like there's a great Western I'm watching at the moment, a series, Godless Land or something like that. I'm not very good with titles, obviously. But my point is this. I was laying on the couch last night while my partner was putting my kids down. I was laying there watching this program, and one of the captains of one of these vessels talked about his daughter. Now, he's got two kids. One's 20 and one would have been 14. And I've got two daughters myself. Okay, I've got a six-year-old and I've got a three-and-a-half-year-old. They are a handful, and that's why I get a cold fairly frequently. But when the story came, it hit me like a ton of bricks. And I cried like a baby. I don't mind saying that. It just hit me so hard because this poor guy, like his daughter was diagnosed with leukemia at, I think, 4 or 5. And they thought they'd beaten it. And they had the best 3 months of their lives. And then it came back. And then within a couple of weeks, she died. And this guy was a mess, understandably. And I've been feeling a bit guilty, I guess, myself. A bit, I don't know. We do a lot here at Trader Cobb. You know, I've taken on with my partners and my team an amazing amount of, you know, work. Like obviously, we work on the podcast. We've got the social media stuff. We're building the business. We're actually rebuilding the website so it's better for you guys. The member portals, we'll be rebuilding that. Launching new parts of the podcast that we're building out that. We're looking at trying to work with exchanges, build an exchange. Like there's just, we have taken on so much. And look, don't get me wrong, I'm not complaining. I love it. I love it. But recently with my health, I've been tired. I've been a bit, you know, fatigued. And then I got a cold. And then it's raining. And you start to think to yourself, like, look at all the crap. Look at all this crap. Bang, 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 bang. And you go, this is, what's going on here? This is hard. And you start getting all self-pity, or you just start to complain in your own head. And it starts to annoy you a little bit. You know, it does play on you. Then you watch something like what I watched last night. And you go, are you kidding me? Like, seriously, Craig, are you kidding yourself? You're in the position whereby you get to do what you love every day. You get to create more or less what you want within the space that I'm an expert in. You know, I'm an expert trader. That's it. That's all I claim to be. I'm damn good at what I do. That's what I've focused a lot of time on, 12 years. So I have earned the right to be in this position. But if I didn't want to take on so many projects, then I don't have to. I do this by choice. I'm not doing this because I have got to do this. I'm not doing this because my child's life depends on it. You know, I'm not in a life or death situation. I'm not in that sort of position where, you know, nothing else actually matters. I'm in the position of freedom, of choice. I'm very privileged in a way that, you know, I've grown up with the family and the upbringing that I've had, that I don't choose it. I'm so lucky to have that. And I'll tell you one thing right now, there will be people that are listening to the show right now that are going through hard times. We all have it, you know. Even like I said, I've been down lately. Even you know, you might think that everything looks wonderful and rosy always on the outside, and it's meant to be because I'm, you know, I've got to entertain, I've got to do my job, and when I do switch this camera on, when I do my thing, I do spark up in it, you know. But it's been a rough run. We all go through it, guys. We all go through it, and to understand that it's okay to feel shit. That's fine. You know, it's okay to feel bad. It's okay to feel down on yourself. But you've got to bring logic that brings you the perspective. So I laid down last night and I thought to myself, right, what is actually going on? You know, what is actually going on? And I listed things out. I went, blah, 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 blah. Went through all the things. Went, you know what? This is amazing. This is the part of my life, one of the periods of my life that I'm going to look back on with such pride, with such joy and such happiness. Because, yeah, it's, you know, we're doing a lot. I'm raising two young kids at the same time and my business partners are in exactly the same position as me and my team is growing. And I look at it now and you put that logical mindset on of, no, don't think emotionally, think logically, just like I do in trading. And you actually come out the other side and you go, okay, it's okay to feel shit. I'm feeling a bit shit. That's okay. Feel it. But no, there's nothing really truly wrong. Everything is looking really rosy and really great. And it gives you a bit of a lift, you know. It takes some of that responsibility off your shoulders because that perspective allows you to sort of sit back and go, you know what? You're not always going to be flying around on cloud nine. And that's okay. It's okay. It's also okay to ask for help. I'm not asking for help in this. I'm explaining a situation. I've got my help around me. I've got a wonderful partner and wonderful friends. But it's not about asking for help for me in this position. It's about saying it's okay to do that. It's okay to suggest that things aren't easy to yourself and to others. That perspective, though, is going to dig you out. We'll take the first steps to get you out of that. So if you are having a hard time, guys, if you are having a hard time, use that logical thought process. Think of the things you have got, not the things that you haven't. Think of the people around you that you have. And if at the end of the day, you don't have anybody, then call Lifeline, okay? There are places out there for you. But yeah, that perspective, man, it's such a big thing. It's such an important thing. And that story, I had to share it because it hit me so hard. It made me just go, are you kidding yourself, mate? You know, you are doing so well. You've got it so good. You'll do things by choice. And there's nothing to be worried about. And there's nothing to be ashamed about if you do feel a bit down, guys. So perspective is the trader's journey today. Getting that perspective, using that same logical, strategic, you know, checklist almost that I bring to trading. I did it last night in my bed thinking about where I'm actually at. It made me feel good. Despite the fact that I've got this bloody cold, it did pick me up. And it's something that you guys are going to need. If you don't already need it now, you will need it down the track. So good luck to you. I hope you're feeling fantastic. And I hope this has helped. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.